Blog Talk Radio.
You are now logged in to GrudgeInc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
Are you ready? Coming from the great state of Texas, it's Atomic Dog Tuesdays and Grudge Madness.
Good evening, race world. Welcome to another great Tuesday of Grudging Sponsored Atomic Dog Show. Hope everybody's doing mighty fine out there. You ready to do some racing? As you know, before we get started, though, before Arnie come on with his tech tip, I'd just like to give my condolences out for a longtime friend and racer, chassis builder, Alfred Whiteside, for the ones who know him. Condolences go out to him. He lost his mother today. I know this is a hard time in his life, and just want to say to the growing world,
y'all have fun.
You know, we'd like to take a moment of silence. Representative Alfred Whiteside is losing his mother, so we can just bow our heads and have a moment of silence and respect to that. Thank you. Amen. White God, keep your head up. We're praying for you and your family. I hope everything works out. All right. We're going to get on. We got Ernie on there for a tech tip. Ernie, how you doing?
Hey, Tracy, what's going on?
Oh, I'm beautiful day today. Is that you with that background noise?
I don't know. Let me see. How's that? That better?
Yeah, that's better.
Okay. I just turned my truck off. Oh, I tell you what, guys. And did y'all see that PDR race last weekend? It was a flying that place. Damn. Y'all need to go back and watch it. I think it's going to be archived. There were some unbelievable cars up there. And I was watching it. And you know, we all have purge kits and we all use the purge. And I was watching one of the pro mod cars. He goes up to the starting line, does his burnout, backs up, taps his purge. I'm thinking to myself, oh, okay, that's nice. Hits the bump button a couple of times, just real short ones, wooden button. Pulls in pre-stages and then holds the purge button for 18 seconds. Now, I don't know what he was trying to accomplish by that. But in 18 seconds, you're going to empty about half of your bottle. Your bottle pressure is going to go absolutely crazy. The pressure in your nitrous bottle going down the track is going to fall off so fast. Now, you may have got it down to 950 on the starting line, but due to the bottle refrigerating itself, it's going to pull that pressure on down to about 800. And sure as the world, he went out there and left and got out about half track, and the motor just laid over. You know, the amount of nitrous you have in your bottle is extremely important. If you're running 10-pound bottles, you know, you've got 10 pounds of content in the fast cars, your grudge cars. If you're running for money, you need to put a new bottle in that car every pass. If you've got two stages, you need to feed it two bottles. You know, every pass. When you come back, you can get them filled back up, but the amount of horsepower that you gain from a full bottle versus a bottle that's half empty, you know, if it's 3 or 4 pounds missing, is tremendous. So for the best performance that you can do, put a fresh bottle in it. Watch your bottle pressure. Now, if your bottle pressure gets over 1,000 PSI, yeah, I know it's hot, but don't use your bump button or your purge button to try to control your bottle pressure. You can see that it's hot. You know going to the staging that it's hot. Take a cold towel with you, a wet cold towel with some ice on it, to staging with you. You can pull that bottle pressure down in just a matter of seconds. and that way you're going to make a good pass. You know, it takes – everything has to be consistent to run a number. You start changing any of your tune-up, and the whole thing goes to left field. So pay attention to your bottles. Never make more than two passes on a bottle, period. So with two passes out, most of the Grudge Pro Mod type cars are using about 2.5 pounds, 3 pounds out of each bottle. With that passes, you pull about 6 pounds. The liquid level in that model is now low enough that the head pressure on the top can go through and come out the siphon tube. When that happens, you start getting a surge. Surge, you're going to lose the race. So, you know, that's a tip. Keep your bottle full. Pay attention to the pressure. Use your purge. When you hit the purge button, when you see the white blast come up, that's it. You know, have the bump button controversy. It's still going up. You know, we talked about it a week ago. Last night on the show came up again. And everybody's trying to justify why they do the bump button. And, you know, nobody has given me a good reason yet. So if you're going to use the bump, if you're going to bump it into your car, make it short, make it sweet. And, you know, every time you bump it, that's that much damage to your motor. And a big, you know, when is it all going to come together and cost you money? It's going to happen because you can't make a run in a grudge race, or the motor's going to go out on the start line. So pay attention to your equipment. And I know it's all habit. That's the way we learn, and that's the way we all race. So, you know, if we can help you with anything, this is Ernie with CompuCar Nitrous Oxide Systems. On Monday night, we have the Ask Ernie Tech Talk Show. It comes on at 6 o'clock Eastern Time. And we archive it so you can listen to it if you'd like to. It's open forum. Most of you probably have listened to it. So if we can help you, give us a call. 1-800-NITROUS, 1-800-648-7687. And remember, we're the nitrous company that has a lifetime warranty on our solenoids. How many solenoids have you bought? You know, competition solenoids, $150, $175. You know, with our equipment, you only buy them one. Tracy, I'm going to turn it back over to you.
Okay, Ernie, we always appreciate that. But just to add on that note, like you're talking about the bump deal, I'm just going to shift a little bit because Ernie was talking about the PDARA this weekend. And I just want to mention this because it always got to do with safety. A good friend of mine, Carl, I don't know if the ones who might have saw it, I shared it on Facebook and some might have saw it live stream. A good friend of mine's car backfired on the start line. And, man, let me tell you, he was fortunate that he didn't get burned at all because he had to, like he told me, he had the proper gear on. Now, he called me, or I called and checked on him. He had smoke was getting in his lungs, and so it was kind of hard for him to talk so much the next day. But he called me on yesterday, and we was having a conversation. And this is just something that we all took for granted. I noticed when I looked and I saw that car on fire, seemed like he coasted a long way. Come to find out it had some issues with his brake line, and he didn't have brakes. So that allowed him to go down the track pretty far. With that said, and all that smoke coming in that car, we can never forget about the safety. And we know a lot of these Ruhr's cars, some of them don't have all the safety equipment. But, guys, we need to have some type of apparatus in that car. He told me he learned the lesson. And a lot of us, I know I am myself, we probably guilty of certain things. I got a fire system in my car, but I never take the pin out the fireball. And I'm, you know, it's a mistake on my part. That was a good teachable moment for me to be more aware of that. And a lot of times, man, we just get careless and don't know when somebody hit it, and we forget, and we just get in habit of not taking that pin out. And he was caught in that situation and not taking that pin out. So for everyone who have five system on their car, hey man, let's make sure we take that pin out. And another thing, he gave me a word of advice that I never thought about. And when the fact is, he said, Tracy, when you sitting in your shop, put all of your stuff on, how fast you can get out of that and get out that car. He said, man, I learned something. You never know, people go into panic situations and that fire and that heat is coming in that car. And I said, man, but how long it took take you to get out? He said about 45 seconds. He said, but that was the longest 45 seconds with all that smoke and breathing some of that stuff. He said, it's scary. So I'm just putting it out here for FYI for all you racists. If we don't have some kind of fire apparatus, I recommend we get something. And for the ones who do, I recommend we take the pins out every time we go make a pass, because we don't know what's going to happen. And then another thing is, just like people do at school, on their jobs, in certain places, you have fire drills. Man, it'd be a good thing to practice, even if it's in a blindfold situation, you in your shop, trying to get out that car as safe as you possibly can. And I just thought that would be something good for me to bring up, because when he spoke to me about it, after me viewing it, it can be a scary situation. If anybody know Dave Campbell or seen that beautiful 1969 Camaro and seen it after the fire, you'll know. You've seen the video. That thing was on fire. So I just want to bring that to everybody's attention. Go ahead.
You know, I keep banging on safety equipment and practicing to get out of your vehicle. When you practice, put a black hood over your head, something black, black out your vision. When you're on fire, you can't see what's going on. Sit in the car, get comfortable. You should always do one of the tests that you have to do with nitro funny cars is you have to be able to get in the car blindfolded with everything turned on. Everything is just like you're going to run. You're sitting there blindfolded, and it's hot. I mean, it's hot. And all of a sudden, you don't know when that guy is going to run around banging on your car. Your car's on fire. Get out, get out, get out, get out, get out. And he stays on you. You've got to car in a safe position. You've got to get the levers turned off. You've got to get the fuel turned off. You've got to get the car stopped. You cannot fire your fire bottles at 200 miles an hour. You have got to get slowed down enough so that the fire system stays with you. At 200 miles an hour, the fire charge, the fire bottles are going to be at the starting line, and you're going to be on fire at the finish line. You've got to ride that fire out till you get the car under control. That's why you've got to wear your safety equipment. You've got to have fire gloves. I can't tell you how many people I've seen on fire that wasn't wearing gloves or wearing cotton gloves or these mechanics gloves. These mechanics gloves are not safety gloves. These mechanic gloves will melt onto you. And by being blindfolded, you actually get disoriented in that car. So, and you got to make sure that everything is right. And you should be able to get out of your car within 15 seconds. If you can't get out of your car in 15 seconds, you better find out why. You need to change it. You need to practice getting out of that car. So remember, you're on fire, and all games, all conversations stop. And you can be the biggest liar that you can be and tell everybody how good you are. But when your ass is on fire, the man that's in that driver's seat, don't care how many lies he's told, he wants out of that fire. And the only way you're going to get out of that fire and survive, and I have seen people die in fires, is you've got to get out. You've got to get the car. You can't just turn the car loose. You know, you don't want to run into the wall while you're on fire. You could get trapped in the car. And also practice getting out on the passenger side. How many of these cars have you seen that hit the wall and turn over? You know, getting out on the driver's side is wonderful. But if you upside down or you sideways or it's against the wall, you got to be able to get out the other way. Can you get out the other way? Look at your car. It's extremely important. Tracy, and you know me, safety. I beat it to death, and I think you brought it home tonight. Thank you, sir. I'm going to turn it back over to y'all, but that was one, he had a bad fire. He was extremely lucky.
Yeah.
Y'all have a good one, and have a safe one. That's what it's about. See y'all next week. This is Ernie.
Okay. All right. All right. All right, man, we just want to make light on a few upcoming events. I know it's an event this weekend. Things didn't happen right. Kind of got rained out. So I don't know if anybody from the D&D race want to come on and talk about that a little bit. If you do, push the one button. If you have something to say about that race, I'll have a chance to go up there. That just kind of just rained out. It's one of those things. Also, upcoming event, September 20th, Big Sleepy having a bar none paid all. I don't know if he's on there and want to talk about his race. If so, if you can push the one button, that's September 20th, Little River. And outside of Temple, Texas, followed by following week, Batman has one September 27th. Kennedale also, Little Mac, hadn't seen it publicly, but supposedly having one the following weekend at Redline. Don't quote me 100% on that, but I'm just mentioning because Mac had talked to me if anything changed. Mac, push the one button, let the people know. And as you know, there's a big two-day event coming up October the 24th and 25th. North Star is having a big shebang up there with a lot of races going on at North Star. Those are some of the races that are going to be coming up, followed by, I believe Attica got one coming up. Then Grudge Inc. and Tommy Dog got one on November 15th. I'm not sure what Attica's date is, whether it's the 8th or I already mentioned something about the end of October, so I'm not too sure on that date. Followed by close of the year, San Antonio, December 6th, Tommy Dog Drag Race. Just some to let you know it's probably about five or six good races going to be left on the schedule for this year. And so we just kind of want to put them out there. I do want to make note that was locked in last week so everybody knows, you know, where you want to go, what you want to do. Texas own ProMart Tree Man have locked in a South Carolina, the corner, top sportsman car. Tree Man's going to make that haul after a race is going to take place at Valdosta, which is South Georgia Motorsports Park. Fortunately, that race is going to also take place on September the 20th. And it's supposed to be a big one with Tree Man spotting him, giving him the 1-1. Now, with all that said, I'm going to bring up something about tonight's topic. And if somebody want to come in and say something about a show, that's fine too. That's a big race. We've been waiting on ProMart to jump off. Tree Man been looking for a race pretty much all year long, especially running somebody in his equal, and it hadn't happened in 2014. He's always kind of, you know, taking races, a guy stepping up, taking a race to him, or he's stepping in and giving a car something, and he's actually giving this car 1-1. Now, a lot of people might not understand what that is. That's going to bring us to the nice topic. Got a call about some guys sometimes get confused with some of this terminology in the grudge game. Man, it can get confusing. And you best to understand it because, you know, people will use it And so that's what this topic is about. And I would like for everyone to participate, and especially guys that's on this phone from different regions. Man, we got guys on here from different places, and some of their wording guys don't understand. And I'm just going to throw some of this out here because some of it people will ask, well, what is the one in one? Is the one in one and the clear the same thing? Some people, what is the move, or what is the leave, or what is the kick, or what is the break, or watch me move? Different people don't sometimes understand some of that terminology, man. They don't always know. What is it when a guy say, you got everything in drag racing? Some people say, man, what is that? Well, what is it when a guy say, hey, man, I'm going to give you one, and you got to gap me? Some people say, okay, what is the gap? Meaning how far you got to beat somebody. Is the gap and the clear the same thing? There's a lot of that conversation go out there, and, you know, I'm not going to sit here and answer all that I know. I don't know everything. I know quite a few terminologies. I'm quite sure some out there I may not know, but it may be some people out there that have some terminologies that I didn't mention. For instance, guys will say, what is a two red light? If a guy tell you he going to run and he wants a two red light rule, probably 95% of the people this way, probably higher than that, 98 maybe, percent of the people this way will say, what do you mean a two red light rule? We always run, if you red light, that's it. Do you lose all your money? Do you lose a portion of your money? What is the red light when a person say the two red light rule? Man, those are some terminologies out here, man. We got guys traveling different parts of the country. And, you know, we're going to start taking off a little bit more as we get to the end of the year. There's some big races going on, and people be moving around. And I'm telling you, these races going to be some high-stakes gambling going on. Guys going to be coming from different places. Guys going to be trying to push different words on you. So a guy called me today, man, Tracy, can you bring some light on that? Can you bring some understanding? Now, I figure I'll put it out there, and I would like some guys that's from some of these different regions, if there's some terminology you use, to come share it and explain it on the air. Well, we have a lot of people from this area. I always say Texas is like the stepchild to the grudge game because we so far off, and most guys are in most places within 10 to 11 hours, and any time they got to come this way, it's always 12, 13, 15 hours. So, you know, I always say Texas is like the stepchild, at least from what the guys that I know that's from afar, they are good buddies, but I feel like that's the way they look at us. But trust me, Texas is on the move. We just got to brush up, get better understanding on some of this terminology that's going around. With that said, if you have any questions, if you have any terminology, you need any explanation, man, I'm going to tell you this. A lot of times folks come on these shows, and these shows is about bringing out knowledge and some understanding that have something to do with the grudge game, and some people just won't speak up. Guys, the dumbest question is the question that you don't know and you're too afraid to ask. Hey, don't know one person, know everything, but you can put it out there and you can get an answer. And some of the times getting these answers come back to play in your favor when guys try to use them, you understand. So, man, I want people to push the one button and talk about some of these terminologies, you know, that we use is going around the country that I mentioned and some I may not have mentioned. Let's put them out there tonight, man. So, hey, Sharon, we're going to go to the line and want folks to push the one button and speak on some of this stuff. Okay, we got.
Okay. Jackson, your mic is open.
How y'all
doing?
Jackson? Can y'all hear me? Hey, how you doing? Can you hear me?
Yeah, we hear you.
Yeah.
How y'all doing tonight?
All right.
Okay, all right, now I'm confused. Now, I know what the break and the clear is, but I need somebody to explain to me the one and the one and the break and the clear, because I don't have a problem with X for the break and the clear, depending on what car I'm in. But if one and one is the same thing, so now I'm confused.
Okay, so you confused about is the one and one any different than the break and the clear, right?
Right, and my break is we head up, I break, and you got to clear me. And my clear is you have to clear me a car. Not no daylight, you have to clear me a car.
Okay, if you telling the person, so you asking for the clear, but you put a link on it.
To me, that's what I always thought to understand was, if you got to clear me a car, not a, you know, to me that's what a clear is. But I could be, my point could be wrong though.
Okay, well the clear is this, man. If a car, you say the guy's giving you the break and the clear. You say the break and the clear, or the one and the clear. Was that again?
That's what I'm saying. You're gonna have to explain to me what the if the is that the, even the same thing, the one and the one.
The one and
the clear.
No, let me explain it to you. And if we got somebody on here to think it a little bit different than what I'm finna explain it, man. But whatever means, do not hesitate to push the one button and give your definition and opinion about it, and see if we different. I'm gonna explain it to you. The best that I know it be when a guy say he going to give you the one and the clear. That mean that guy is going to let you stage with your back tie on the finish line. He got to be off your front bumper, meaning your back, your rear, your quarter panel can't be hit by the nose of his car. He got to clear. You have to have somebody at the start line, at the finish line, preferably with a video. He got to clear you. Mean there have to be some daylight between the rear of your front car and the front of his car. It has to be some clear. That's what the one and the clear is. He cannot be on your front bumper. You know, if he's on your quarter panel and you can't see his complete car, he didn't clear you. But if he gets off your bumper, the one and the one, if a guy give you the back tie. Now, this is where some people might think different. Guys, if you think different, please push the one button and say, no, Tracy, I believe it to be like this. Are this the way we do it like this? Let me just give you, if he giving you one, that means he's letting you stage that this is my version of what the one is. If he giving you one, he letting you stage with your back tie. He letting you stage with your back tie. Now, if he got his back tie at your front tie, when y'all going across the light, that's one. Now, if anybody has a question or anybody see it to be different, tell me. The one and the one mean he letting you stage with your back tie, and the back of his car at least be at your front tie, and he got one on you.
So basically, yeah. You're telling me everything is different. The break and the clear is different from the one and the one.
The clear, he got to clear you. If he got to clear you. Now, we're not talking about Willy Boy. We're talking about the back of the car. Now, if you got a wing, the wing considered, you know, the wing we consider, you know, 99% of the time, guys say you got to be off your bumper. You might have some guys say, well, man, you got to be off your wing. You know, it depends on some guys that got a long wing. You might say, I'm going to clear your wing. Or you got to clear my wing. But most of the time, guys are saying, you got to clear your back bumper. You got to be daylight between the car, not the wing, or not the Willy Ball. So
Some people might, there might be some discretion there, might argue that. Some people might have a different opinion about that. But I'm telling you right now, it's not clear your willy bar. Guy got a 102-inch willy bar. Guy don't have to clear his willy bar. It's, generally speaking, it's the bumper. He got to clear you. Man, it got to be daylight between y'all. Just a little daylight. It just got to be daylight. He don't have to have no calling to enter you. Even if you say, hey, man, I'm going to gap you. The gap means he off your front bumper.
Okay, Charlie,
so, but
I have a question.
That's personal. Okay, my apologies.
I have a question. Didn't you just say the same thing, though? Didn't you just say
the same thing?
For the clear and the one. When you said the one and one, and then, like, the back tie and the clear, didn't you just say the same thing for the clear and the one?
No. The one and one, listen, if a guy stays with his back tie, and my car is at his front tie, I haven't cleared him. I'm a call it ahead of him, but I hadn't cleared him. I could have my front tie, my back tie, at his front tie, and I'm just like we started. You see what I mean? If a guy gives you the one, he giving you the one and one, that means when y'all take off, he's tripping the beam with his back tie. He's tripping the beam with his back tie. So that means the front of his car is pretty much close to your back tie. His front tires are right where your back tires are. So if you go out there at the finish line and the back of his tires at your front tire, he done got you. He done gave you one and got the one back. But the clear, he got to clear you. You see what I'm saying?
Okay, so you're saying on the one, then he basically has to have a car length in front of you. On the clear, he simply has to clear your front bumper. That's what you're saying?
He got to clear your front bumper.
But on the one,
he got to clear your front bumper, right?
On the clear.
On the clear.
But on the one, he basically has to be a car length in front of you.
Yeah, he got to be a car length in front of you.
Okay. Mm.
Typically, man, if somebody thinks different, I'm telling you, push. I invite people to come in. Typically, guys measure wheelbase to wheelbase, depending on where you're from. Some guys measure bumper to bumper. So what I'm saying, again, we from all over the country. You know, this started from street racing, wheelbase. Some people go bumper to bumper. Some people go wheelbase to wheelbase. So depending on who you racing, what you doing, how you looking at it, you got to spell it out, man, because it could be confusion. But so I'm just explaining the best that I know. Go ahead.
I hate to see what the gap. So what is your consideration or anybody else's consideration what the gap is? I know what my opinion of a gap is. So what's considered a motherfucking gap then?
A gap means he just cleared you. Watch this. Let me break it down like this. If a man say he got a, I'm just using this for an example. Let's use a famous football player, Strahan. He got a gap in his tooth, right? Anybody know Michael Strahan, the football player, now TV host and all that? He got a gap in his, right? That gap is just a little bit, but it's considered a gap. It might be big for the mouth. So, see, the gap just means he cleared you. Some people got in their mind, man, if I'm gapped, man, I got to be a car ahead of you. Now I done gapped you. I'm two cars ahead of you. I gapped you. In essence, the gap just means he cleared you. If you're racing somebody, like you said, Jackson, you need to explain it because the gap and the clear basically is the same thing. It's just a terminology. People in their mind can be tricked on he didn't gap me. The priest said, no, man, I cleared you. If I cleared you, I gapped you. There's space between us. Anybody want to dispute that, push the one button. Anybody want to add to that? Anybody believe it's the same way? Explain it. I don't want to be the only one, you know, explaining this. If you don't support it, don't understand it, push the one button. and let's talk about it, because I tell you, it's what it is, and people, different places, have different terminology. So, Sharon, is there any other hands up that want to add to that, or want to ask a question about some of that?
Yeah, 832-9734, your mic is open.
What's up, Michelle? What's up, Tommy?
What's happening, man?
Doing well. Hey, Jackson, check this out, man. That's two different things. You was asking Atomic Dog, is that the same? No, that's two different. That's two different races. The gap in the clear. The gap in the clear is about the same terminology, man. The gap in the clear is about the same. So that ain't gonna be confusing on your part. So that is the same. They just say it two different ways. You know, and Atomic Dog, that race that Tree Man gave in the corner, he gave him the back tie and he gave him the 1-1, right?
He giving one and one.
So he don't have to gap the car. All he gotta do is his back tie gotta be by that man's front tie, right? That's what y'all consider as one. That's 1-1, right?
He gotta be in front of my car.
He gotta be in front of my car.
Tree
right?
Man,
that's the
Tree
one.
Man. Tree Man. Now, I wasn't on the phone when they skipped that. Tree Man, if you on here, push the 1 button and tell me, do you have to clear that man? For the one, or you just got to have your back ties be up there where his front ties is. Free man, you only push the one button. Because he got it, if he in front of me, that's the back tie to clear. Tree man,
you got another hand up. I don't see
okay,
him
go
right
to
now,
the hand.
You got one more hand up.
Okay.
832-4248, your mic is open. 832-4248. Yeah,
go
he's
ahead.
On that other number.
We got bad signal.
Who was that?
That's Tree. He's on the other number.
Yes. So I got a bad signal right now. Hey.
Tree Man. There you go.
Yeah, you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, we hear you.
Chase it.
Uh-huh.
We have to get BT on the phone, but that dude is saying two different things listening to what you're saying. You know what I'm saying? They were saying the 1-1, but they was like, I gotta clear them. I mean, that ain't the 1-1. They ain't say the 1-1.
What is your
1-1? You know what I'm saying?
Okay, now watch this, Tree Man. Watch this, Tree Man. What is your definition of the 1-1?
The 1-1 is goddamn give him a car and beat him by a car. That's it.
Okay. Where's your car stowing at? Where are you stowing it from?
My front tire's on the line.
Okay, and what are your front tire? What are your back tie got to be on him?
On his front tie?
Yeah,
on his
front
tie.
You see what I'm saying? Me and Tree Man on the same page. That's one and one. Man, I gave you one, meaning I stayed with my front tie, you stayed with your back.
Yeah.
And that means I got to put my back tie at your front tie, and I done caught you, man.
That's that one.
If I got to be in front of you, that's a clear. This is what I'm talking about, man, people around the country. Terminology is different. Me and Tree Man both around here in Texas. That's why I asked him, what is yours? We got the same understanding. Man, that's 1-1. Now,
yeah,
if he's on the phone, he got a
clear. They got a different deal going on. They talking about the clear.
That's what I'm saying. So,
you see how confused
you
are, bro?
You see what I'm saying, Tree Man, right now? You thinking, if you catch that man, and they got the video, and your back tie is up there by his front tie, you're going to talk that made that one up, correct?
Right.
They saying you got to clear him.
If
they saying you got to clear him, that's the clear. That's the one in the clear.
Yeah. I mean, we locked in for the 1-1. We ain't locked in for 1-2.
I know what I'm saying. We need to get somebody on here. You want to get BET? See, because I'm going to tell you, and this is what I'm telling you. Tree Man, that's a big race. You have to be ready for everything, and it got to be understood. I know the race is locked. That's why I'm asking. What is your definition? What is your terminology? Your terminology is the same of mine. We from out here in Texas. That's the way we look at it. That's the way we do it. It's not, hey, y'all do it like that. Why would we agree to everything the way you say it is if that's not the way we do it? Not saying that you got to agree to everything we do and make sure that's the way it is. We got to come to an understanding, though. Because right now, your understanding may be different than what theirs are. So maybe we need to get BET on the corner just to say, hey, man, I know the race is locked up. It might not make a difference, but if that race is that close down there, I believe it will. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, it will. I mean, that's why BT was saying he wanted to put three people on. I said, no, you got to put a camera on back of these cars, man. Them cars be going too fast to see that naked eye.
You know, so I'm telling you, so right now, I feel you on your understanding because that's the way I understand it. But what do they understand?
I mean,
right now,
corner,
see, man,
the corner was saying that I got to clear him by the finish line. I mean, we didn't bet on the clear. We bet on the 1-1.
Y'all ain't bet one on the clear.
Y'all bet 1-1.
Tracy, I tried to get BET on. He went to voicemail. He might be on another show. I sent him a message to let me know if he can come on the show. But I looked at the message that BET sent me the night that walk-in was done, and it says, September 20th at Ronnie Brown's race, the coroner gets the 1-1 to the 8.
Now, the 1-1, Tree Man just told the Grudge World what his 1-1 was.
Yeah, that's what it is.
And I'm on the same page with him, man. I'm telling you, we come from different parts of the country, man. This is going to be a big race. We want to make sure when Tree Man go in this battle, he fully understands. It's 1-1, and we understand because we got the same understanding on 1-1. Tree Man saying they saying now he got a clean. Is that a 1-1? I ain't 1-1. They ain't 1-1 in my book.
1-1 now? Hell no.
They ain't 1-1 in my book. If I started on your back tie, I can beat you and I can be at your front tie.
That's the one, man.
You know, so. And that's why it's good sometimes to talk about this stuff, man, to get an understanding and let people know, okay, if we have some disagreement, let's work it out. Let's find out, man. Let's come to some kind of agreement. So I guarantee you, for that amount of money, if it's like that, that's a problem in the making.
Hey, Tom, can I ask Tree Man, and can I pose a question to Tree Man and Bushnell real quick?
Yeah, go ahead, man.
Okay, my question to you all, Leo, what's considered the gap to y'all two? What do you guys consider the gap?
That's the same as the clear. I told you, that's the same shit. You just saying it two different ways. That's the same as clearing the motherfucker. You gap and you got space in between it. If you clear them, you got space in between them again. It's just two different, you know, we just saying it two different ways. It's the same. That's the same shit.
That's you know, like you said, I get there. Everybody just use different terminology, man.
Yeah, that's what it is. That's all.
On that gap, all you really got to do is have a decent amount of little daylight between you. But when I say
that's clear.
When I say I'm gonna gap, I'm gonna try to put a freight train on your ass.
See, that's what Tree Man. That's what I consider a gap, man. I don't consider daylight.
Tree Man, now watch this. Tree Man, you drive it. All right. Tree Man don't know how much space he put on that man if he in that car. So he won't see him.
Mm-mm. Not at all.
You see what I'm saying, Jackson? If you driving that car, you don't know how much space you done put on it. So you relying on the video camera. You know, and people at the finish line saying, man, did he gap him? And I'm telling you, people going to always say, all he got to do is clean, and that's a gap. Jackson, you saying, no, he got to be a colleague in front of me. Well, if you race and you race what you call the gap, you better make sure you say, man, you got to gap me by a car. You got to gap me by a car.
Right.
Yeah.
Just don't say that because I'm telling you, I mean, you know.
You're going to have to have some camera because you can't see that with the naked eye. Trust me, you can't see it with the naked eye. Them dogs come through that damn head.
I know that's why you gotta have people, you know, you gotta have, you know, two or three people down there and have somebody in there with video camera. You know, the scene, you gotta remember, they got video cameras, people can be right there star line and you can stop that camera, you can see if it's gap. They use it all the time. You see it on TV all the time.
Oh yeah, you
stop
know
it right there at the finish line.
Mm-hmm.
You know. So, you know, I'm just saying, you know, when you doing that, man, you know, I mean, I really think Tree Man, I think you really need some clarification. That's what I think. I think what you gave is what you thinking. So being you, we are thinking the same thing. So, anybody else? Any other terminology? Anybody? Man, it's a full show. We maxed out. A lot of people on here. I'm quite sure some people standing around the garage talking and saying what they version is and what they think. Push the button. Ask it. Put it out there if you think it'd be different. One day it might be you in these circumstances and, you know, you don't quite understand it and you go a certain place and more people view it to be another way. So
this
is a topic that was brought up. Huh?
Need to have a goddamn motherfucking clear. Damn, they need to go get another motherfucking car.
Yeah, I mean, that's just like the two red lights.
Yeah.
If you're running a man, say $5,000, you locked in $1,000 on $5,000 a belt or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And some people race. We got a two red light. How much money do you lose?
Two red light? They have never been like that time. I ain't never seen a two red light.
That there you go again. Bushnell, you race, and you starting to travel. And Bushnell's telling the Grudge World, man, what? I ain't never seen a two red light.
Nice.
I ain't never seen a two red light rule. It just see, this a teachable moment to Bushnell. You go up north. Up toward the New Jersey,
yeah.
New York area, it's common for those guys to race, and they call it two red lights. HD was just in a big race a couple of weeks ago. Now, Tree Man, you was on the phone with us, and he say he was racing a guy from the New Jersey area, and they tried to put the two red light rule in on him, and he said he negotiated and said, No, he didn't want to do it. But the guy, yeah, being up that way and AC from up north, but he noted that it's typical for guys up towards the New Jersey, ATCO area to race the two red light rules. You know, here Bushnell is, never heard of it. So, you know, just going to show these terminologies that's out there, man, you know, that people are saying that can be confusing to some people, and you got to get understanding.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, but Tommy, you got to get that shit understood, though, Tommy. You know what I'm saying? You definitely got to get that shit understood, man.
You definitely got to get it understood, and I think we got a big issue that we need to get worked out on Tree. I mean, Tree. If you want to let it go, we let it go. But if you want to kind of get it addressed, we can get it addressed because, you know, let that be your call. 3 minutes still here, did he fall?
No, he's still here, but apparently I've got a couple of hands up, Tracy.
Okay, let's
go
some other hands.
To a good area.
Tree Man got a bad motherfucker he got to go do.
Yeah. Okay, go to the other call. Let's see what they got to say. Push the one button, guys. Put it out there. Hey, share your thoughts and opinions about this. Go ahead. Go to the next call.
713-038-0338. Your mic is open.
How you doing, Miss Sharon and Miss Tracy and Grudge World?
What's going on? Who is this?
It's Charles.
What's up? This is the off the chain Charles.
I was pretty much going to help answer that question at 1-1, but y'all took care of that.
Yeah, man.
How do you see it, Charles? You another guy? How do you see the 1-1?
I see it the way you and Tree Man see it. You give him the back tie. You got to put the back tie, your back tie on his front tie.
Yeah, that's the
I'm
one.
That's
it.
That's the one. That's the way my daughter. Yeah.
Go ahead.
I think the other guy was pretty much asking the break and the gap. He was kind of confused on that.
Jackson answered, man. He thinks he might have been confused. You want to elaborate with you, Jackson?
Because I guess my thing was, that's what I was saying, it's the one in the one and the break and the clear the same thing. But I guess y'all one in the one, what Bushnell said, but nobody still, I guess you said the clear is just a fucking little daylight, which, I mean, I've just been on my, I don't agree with that, but okay, if that's what it is, all y'all in the court.
Jackson, all them is different races, Jackson. Every last one of what you keep saying. But the clear and the gap is the same, though.
Right. Right.
Yeah, but he asking what the break is. The break is when you give him the hit, you give him the move.
Right. I know ain't no motherfucker the boys want to give a motherfucker the break and this goddamn clip. I ain't never seen that one.
Hey, watch this. I'm going to just show you. I saw it.
I'm going to tell you what I saw it.
And I'm going to tell you what I saw it. And it's the first time that I saw a guy give a guy the move, and he had to clean.
He gave him everything he did that, Tommy.
He gave the man the move, and he had to clean.
Oh, yeah, he gave him everything.
And I'm going to tell you who did it. Street King from South Carolina.
Street King.
Who was in Florida last year, and Street King gave his car the break. And he had to clean.
He's a bad man.
And he cleared it. It was in Florida last year.
Well, I gave
motherfucker. Man, what? Yeah, he cleared
it. If I give a motherfucker a break in the clear, I'm gonna talk about. I'm a quick racer. I'm gonna retire on that bad motherfucker right there.
Hey man, I tell you what, when I saw that race and people went to hell, it was so funny, man. That dude gave that man the break and we thought it was going to get
deal,
it.
Man.
And that man called it.
They were throwing the gloves racing.
Yeah, ain't clear it. That's right. Street King did that.
Yeah, he killed a bad man.
Yeah, man. So, you know, we got that. Sharon, let you go to the caller, you know. You got something, a caller, you got something you want to ask you or something that you ain't quite understand or you might want to know something about or what?
I'm pretty much on top of everything. I'm good, Trey.
Trey, ain't the double red light when both of them cars leave at the same time on red?
No. This what the double red light is, man.
Say, for instance,
we're racing for a loss of $1,000 on $5,000, okay? If you really like the first time, sometime them guys, you lose that $1,000. Sometime them guys say you lose half of that pot. You see what I'm saying? But you got to race again. Now, if you really like the second time, you lose the whole thing.
Okay.
So that's the double red light. You got to race again. You're going to lose something, but you got to race again.
Now,
you
red light
again, you lose the whole pot.
You understand?
The first time you red light, the first time you red light, you won't lose the whole pot.
Oh, I was thinking the tree was going to be red light. Both trees are going to be red. That's what I thought. Yeah, I'm confused on that, Tom.
Hey, Trey, that's why old boy, when they ran HD in them last week or whatever, that's why they tried to do that, Travis Harvin them, because they red light out three times they raced.
God damn.
Yeah, you know, HD didn't have the guy tried to put the double red light rule in on it, but HD told me
he didn't want it.
He said, no, he didn't want it. If you red light, you lose. That's it.
Yeah, I do that. Fuck all that.
You know,
yeah,
you lose the whole thing. But a lot of guys up towards the ACCO, New York, and New Jersey area, they'll put the double red light rule in there to save the DP money or save half the pot. But they got to race again.
Oh, okay. Well,
you got to race again, and if somebody red lights the second time, you don't lost at all.
It might not be a fucked up deal then.
It's sort of insurance for the first time. You know, you ain't going to lose all your money.
Yeah.
But, you know, but you got to race again. So So that means if you lose, if you lost half your money and you raise again, you suddenly lose more because you got to put that other money back up.
I got you.
You
yeah,
see?
Hey, try that. You think y'all ought to get Pro Side on here to get some corners them on there so they can get that race clear and fine?
Pro Side Joe didn't lock it up, so you need to get BT. Pro Side Joe wasn't the one that locked it up. You really need to get BT
on
here.
BT on Dog Show. I heard BT on Dog Show.
Well, we need to... I'm Sharon said to text BT.
I've called him a couple of times.
Oh. Yeah, he always goes, Tree Man, you see that?
Tree Man dropped.
Get Tree Man back on because the
corner never good for pulling fuckeries on people. That's what I'm saying.
You got to remember, man. Let me just tell you something. My experience. of traveling and going places
Tracy.
And being in the middle of some of these lockups. Okay,
hey,
go
Tracy.
Ahead.
Sorry, dog. Go ahead.
Okay, now they just said they needed me about something. No, Tracy, what's up there, Tracy? Tell me, dog. About that,
dog.
That damn yeah.
Let me ask you, because I'm telling you, this topic is about terminology. If people use different terminology in different places in the country.
Okay, just ask me the question. Don't give me the answer. Just ask me the question.
Watch this, Grudge World. Dog, what is the one-in-one to you?
The one-in-one is the man is getting the back tie, and he got to put a call ink on him on the other end.
Okay, what is the call ink to you?
As long as you see, you got to see some space between. You got to see. I ain't care if it ain't but a
that?
Dog on it.
There we go. You see that dog? That's what I thought.
That's what I was talking about.
That's what I thought. See, dog, we do it different.
He added shit to.
See,
well, I don't know how y'all do it, but that's the same thing y'all did down in Orlando when Tree Man gave our fake our nephew them the damn one and one.
We just asked Tree Man, what is the one and one, Tree Man, to you? If I'm letting you stay with your back tie, and I'm going out there and run you, if I got my back tie on your front tie, I done gave you the one. If I was out there street racing, I'd mark off from wheel to wheel. Wheel to wheel.
No, hold on. Tracy, hold up. If you're on the street now, the street, if you get Joker one and one, that's a whole calling. That means he either had the whole calling. See, at the track, when you get the back tie, you really don't get a whole calling with the back tie because the back tie, you know, is in the beam and you ain't going to have a whole car. But that's the back tie, and that's what the one and one at the track is, though.
I agree with what you're saying, but what I'm saying out here, we done had three people out here ask them, what is the one and one, dog? And he said, just what I said. That's
what I'm saying.
People have different terminology. You saying that the man got to clear him.
Okay, what you said the one and one is?
If I on that man back tie, when we saw he stayed with his back tie, I stayed my front. If I got my real back ties at that man front tie, I done called him. I done got one on him.
Nope. Look, that's not the one on one. You ain't clear.
You see what I'm saying? Dog started
out with using street terminology and then went to the track and used track terminology, but then he put the street terminology back at the end of the race.
And shit to it.
You see what I'm saying?
what I'm saying is the way everybody on the East Coast over here, I don't know about Texas, dude. Like I said, you get the back tie in the lights. You get the back tie in the lights, and the man got to put a space on you at the finish line. He got to put a space. Now, if you get Pro Stock Joe, he's going to tell you a different way, and it's going to be confusing. But, I mean, I don't know which way y'all want to go, but that's the way the one to work over here.
This is the deal. The topic was about because people think they're not sure what the double red light is. They're not sure what the one and one is. They're not sure what the gap is. Some people think when you gap them, you got to have a car that can front. You know what I'm saying? You
well,
just
well, got to okay. When you gap, the gap in the one, the gap in the one and one, damn near the same thing. The gap is just
the gap in the clear, same thing.
You got to clear them. You got to clear them. That means you ain't got to see them, but as long as you see any daylight between them, that is the clear. That is the gap.
That's right.
The same
thing. See, this guy on the show said, no, man, he thinking he got to be a colleague in front of it. You see?
Hold up, fellas. If you can see a gap between it, that is a colleague.
No, he said he got to be a whole colleague in front of it.
That's going to be a calling. If you can see a gap, that's going to be a whole calling, Jason. That's a whole calling.
Hey, no, listen, dog. Jack.
Yeah, we understand that.
I understand what you're saying, dog.
Yeah, we understand that.
Uh-huh.
Jackson.
I'm here.
What is your understanding? I'm just showing you, dog. Right now, Treeman explained what his terminology was, the one and one. I told him that you was gonna come on, y'all. People need coaches.
Tracy, let me do it like this here. Hold on, y'all be quiet just because this is good conversation. But I wish I could have got on there earlier. Tracy, do it like this here. Where are they racing at? They racing at where?
If it's me,
I'm gonna say
they racing on the East Coast. I understand.
Hold up, fellas. We talking about the Carter and Tree Man. Where are they racing at?
Okay, guys,
slow down. If they're racing in Valdosta, the one and one is, he get the back guy, and he got to see a daylight between the car and the other end. That's what the one and one is.
I got you, dog. But listen what I just said. I asked Treeman, how do you consider your one and made up? Treeman said, if my back guy and that is at front time, I done made that one up. You see what I'm saying, though?
What are you talking about? Is he talking about downloads on the no. He made it up. No, you're right there. They go cross that air close, then he done lost.
That's what I'm going to say. But intriguing in mind, he think he won. You see what I'm saying?
He got to go cross in front of him.
Hey, you see what I'm saying, dog? That's why
Slow down. I love Tree Man, and I don't give a damn about the corner, but I'm just telling you, if you ask me what the way it is, that's the way it is. Now, if they lock it up like that, then and Tree Man didn't understand it, then it's going to be you on whoever the lock-up man that's putting this shit out there.
We're trying to get BJ on the phone. You see the Bruins feel the same way, dog. I know what you're saying, dog. Don't get me wrong. I know that's the way y'all at East. I know. Y'all looking at it like that. We racing out there. I understand, but I asked Treeman, what is your one and one? What do you got to do? Dog, he explained it different than what you did.
Yeah. Well, he got to be a full colleague in front of him. He got to be a colleague in front of him. If you're looking at it in terms of time, what Tree Man then did is then gave him really Tree Man then gave him 2/10, really.
I know it.
This
is what he done gave him more. He done gave him more, man.
I
asked Tree Man what when Tree Man said that, I know that's what he raced over here.
Man.
I know he chose out there, man, on the East Coast, they gonna feel like he gotta be in his front gotta be ahead of his front bumper. I said, that's what he's going to look at. I understand that. Like, when that Tree Man explained it, it was different than what you explained it, dog.
Tracy, leave my mic open. I'm going to try to get in there. Leave my mic open.
Okay, we're trying to get BET because BET locked up. Kid,
man.
Hey, Atomic.
Yeah.
And Bush,
yeah.
You see how everybody got different viewpoints on it? That's why I was
asking.
Shit.
I'm
telling you, y'all ain't a bunch of bullshit to that shit. Y'all ain't
I don't know what nobody asked. All I'm saying is everybody got different viewpoints. That's why I asked, and that's why Bushnell explained it. You get what I'm saying? Now, what somebody else do is on them, bitch. You get what I'm saying? That's why it's important that people have an understanding of what, man.
Yeah, I hear you. You ain't doing nothing wrong, man.
Yeah.
Them bitches don't have shit, man.
Bushnell, did I tell you it's going to be different?
Man, them bitches on that ad, they have to kill that conversation. Hey, you got the clear. That's ad, man.
Yeah,
that sound like ad to me.
That means he giving one and the clear, really.
That's why you should have got the caller on the phone and then let him and Tree Man talk this shit over, because me and Dog and all them motherfuckers all in the same thing.
Go do that, man.
Hey, Tree Man, is Tree Man, you still here? She trying to get Tree Man back.
It's all in me. So them bitches, they don't get motherfucking what they don't get. All the ad shit ain't getting nothing, man.
And what is the first thing Dog said? Where they running at? You see what I'm saying?
Exactly. Yeah. What part of that?
East Coast, yeah.
I'm telling you, man. I mean, you know, it was Jackson Toppin. He brought it up because he didn't understand it. I said, well, let's bring some light, add some terminology, because different places you go, people think different. Yeah.
You just said it just like he finna get, man, the one in the goddamn clear, man.
He finna get a one
in the
clear.
One in the gap. Fuck shit. One in the gap.
That's what it is.
Man.
One means he gets the back tie from the start, and he got to put a call link on that man on the finish line. That's what one and one is.
Well, but, now let me say this here. How in the hell he ain't made the one up if he get his front, his
Great.
Back tie?
When you
man
get
front
a man
tie.
One and one, when you get a man one and one, that means you got to make
up
one. You got to make up one and put one on it.
I do understand what Dog's saying, Tracy, what it racing at.
East Coast.
Oh, yeah, they're going to do that. Hey, check this out, tell me, dog. If that's it, with that being said, if that's what it is, I hope Tree Man got his motherfucking clothes on that motherfucker so he can goddamn be clear. If that's what them bitches want over there, that's what the fuck he gonna have to goddamn do then.
It's a good topic. It's a teachable moment. I'm telling you.
I know it's a bad motherfucker. I ain't bullshit.
It's looking different. So, it is what it is.
Hey, Tracy, what they
saying? Yeah. Tracy,
what they saying?
I couldn't get BET either, though. But I know what Tracy's saying, but like I said, it's gonna come down to whoever the DP man was. And like I said, I ain't saying what's right and what's wrong now, but down here, that also, that's what the one-on-one is, the way I just explained it.
Yeah.
Okay, Doc, Tree Man is on here now. Will you explain it to Tree Man? Will you explain what your perception of it is to Tree Man?
Well, it ain't my perception because down here, they make like I'm the doggone rulemaker, so that's why I asked Tracy. At Valdosta, this is what it is. You put the back side of the bean. That's no problem with it down low. Everybody understand that part of it. But on the big end, you got to put a whole car link on him. You got to put a whole car link on him. You got to see some space between the two cars when you go through there.
Tree Man, you beat them bitches, you're going to be my black hero.
Hey, y'all keep me on. I'm trying to get BET as y'all talking. We got three shows going on at one time. Y'all keep me, Tracy, y'all keep me on. Don't hang me up.
Yeah. Tree Man, you there?
Give you a goddamn Superman award. You beat them bitches.
Tree Man. I see. Tree Man.
He's still on here. He may be going to a bad area, Tracy, but he's still on.
Yeah, his phone sounded like it was fucking up when he was on the first time.
Hey, push tail.
I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Hey, you see how everybody,
how different it is when it comes. Oh, yeah, ain't no bullshit. Now, I agree with you saying. Hell, yeah, you see what Dog said. Dog understood what he was talking about, but he said, God damn me, that's how they doing it over there, man. So, like I say, I like to see Tree Man and get caught on a BET on a BP man or something so everybody on Grudge Work and really hear how this shit finna go down because it is going down.
Right now, in essence, Tree Man is giving that man the one in the clear.
In the clear, man. That's what he doing, Tommy.
Thank you. Right.
That's
what I was saying. Thank you.
If that's what they got, if that's what they saying, goddamn it, that what fucked me up, they'll say, one and one, but then again, they put that ad to it and say, the clear. That's why I keep telling y'all the ad part I'm hearing. You keep hearing the ad part at the end of that shit, man. That's what I'm talking about. That ain't the same goddamn thing.
I need to get straight. I need to get to understand. I mean, I understand this. They racing on the East Coast. So, I know if you race on the East Coast, they're going to run the East Coast rule.
So, you saying when somebody come in your house, they got to abide by your rules, right?
If we, in the stipulation. If it ain't spelled out in the stipulation,
it's
going to be the way we do it over here. If there's some confusion about what a person believes.
Hey, Tracy, I got BET on.
Okay, Tree Man on here.
It shows Tree Man is on here.
I got BET on, Tracy.
Okay, BT, hold on. Tree Man.
Tree Man,
he's
trying to get some motherfucking barcodes, man. He probably driving that truck a car 100 miles an hour trying to get some motherfucking to a spot where he can get in.
They got me on here.
Who's trying to get fucked up?
Now they're trying to get some clarity. BT, let me explain. They got you on here because a guy brought up a topic tonight that he wanted some understanding. He didn't understand what the one in one is, what the clear is, what the gap is.
Yeah.
He didn't understand some of that, so we brought some terminology. I said, man, listen, depending on where you go, different parts of the country, the terminology can be said and be different. I asked Tree Man.
I explain what the one and one is, the way you run it over here. All right. Everybody over here said the same thing. I told them that they do it different over there. If you get somebody over there, they going to say one and one is this. Your front of your car got to be in the front of that man's car. All right? Now, we asked Tree Man, what are you giving? He said the one and one. I say, what is your one and one? Tree Man said, that man stayed with his back tie. My back tie got to be at that man's front tie. And that's one.
Eddie.
What's your one, BT?
Space. They got to have space at the trap. You got to be
BT. So Tree Man really gave that man one and the clear.
That's what one and one is. I don't know where y'all
BT, remember, BT, different parts of the country, people look at it different ways.
Man, y'all don't know just, how to
hold on, BT, listen. Doobie from Mississippi, we asked him, he said the same thing. They all just say that them guys up north, they do it the same way. Everybody we asked four or five people right here in Texas, and they said the same thing. So what I'm saying is, we go different places, and people look at certain things different ways. BT, one guy here thought, if I give you one in the gap, I got to be a whole car in front of you with space, not just a little bit of clear. I can see daylight. You see what I'm saying?
Okay, what is the gap then? What is that?
The gap to me just means you can see any kind of daylight between them two cars.
That's the same thing.
Listen, BT. We come over here and you ask guy, okay, what is one and one? And each guy over here said, he gonna stay with his back tie. I'm gonna tell you my front tie. I'm gonna make sure my back tie gotta be his front tie. Every guy over here said.
Hey,
BT, hold on, BT. Wait a minute, watch this. BT, dog. Can you just say some guys up north, they race it like that too?
Hold up. I said that, but that don't mean nothing, Tracy, because y'all do the same thing. But down here, everybody over here is the same way. You got the clue.
I understand, dog. So I understand when a guy go out there. Listen, man. I understand, bro. When a guy go out there, they gonna go up the wind and run it out there.
Hold on, BT. Let me explain something to you.
I guarantee you Batman locked dog up, first start going that way, and I guarantee when dog got to the track, he told him bullshit that ain't no backhand car. Didn't you, dog?
Yeah, I did, but hold on. But the first thing you're right, Tracy, but what I'm trying to say is y'all trying to talk me into just saying something else. The first thing I told y'all, I said, where they going to race that? Y'all said they going to race at Val Oster. If they race at Val Oster, that means the man get the back tie from that light, and he got to clear the man. That's what one and one mean.
I know, dog. I agree with you, dog. That's what y'all going to do. I agree with that. Tell me, dog. Listen to this.
We explained, T-Man asked the same question when he did the lock-in. We explained to the man what it was, what the one in the clear is, the one in one. We explained to him. He agreed to that. They locked in. So he know what the steps is. Now, for you bringing it up on this show, or however y'all got up to it, the race is locked in for one in one.
I understand, BT. Hold on, BT. The race is locked in for one and one the way that they run it over there. I understand
Hold on, BT said he explained it to him now. Hold on a minute.
I understand. I asked Tree Man. I asked Tree Man to get back on BET. When Tree Man explained it, he didn't explain it the way you're saying it, Tree Man, BET. But I understand it's locked up, the way y'all running over there. I understand that. Don't get me wrong. I understand that. But Tree Man, ask Tree Man. People, because guess what, BT, what I'm saying is this. If Tree Man know that he right there on that call, I mean, you know, if somebody from Tree Man camp say, no, man, he was right there, that's a misunderstanding. We're trying to make sure we take the race is locked up. The race is locked up.
Tree Man
got to be in the man
from Bump. The man had the same race. He took the same race with Stone Cold, man.
You know why it wasn't a problem, BT? You know why it wasn't a problem? He never caught it.
Never caught it, man.
If you don't catch the man, you got no argument.
It ain't gonna be no problem. It ain't gonna be no problem with these cameras down here. He asked me would I put one of them GoPros on the back of his car.
No, BT. BT. Hey, BT. Yes, it will, BT. If he gets close, then he's gonna say he cleared him.
Treatment.
Hey, hold up a minute, y'all, hold up that, Tracy. BET is the Falcon man. It don't make no difference what nobody else says. It's
whatever
BET calls.
Whatever BET say, that's right. Whatever BET
right.
calls, go.
Right.
I understand, BET. BET, I agree with you. Whatever you call, that's the way it go. I agree with you, BET. But what I'm saying is this. You know, a person can say, well, BET called it, that's it. But if Tree Man get out that car and feel like it ain't, that's going to be some shit. So what I'm saying Tree Man said different, BT. That's all we're trying to get to. He said different.
I don't know what Tree Man said, but I explained to Tree Man because he asked me what it was, that he what the 1-1 was. I explained to him. He agreed to it, and they locked up. So I made both of them perfectly aware what the race was. They agreed to the race. All I can do is enforce the race. That's all. I ain't taking no sides either way.
He got the clear man bump in the front. I got you. He got the clear man space between the cars. I got you, BT. Don't get me wrong. But what I'm saying is, when he explained it, and he's saying that's it.
I have a goddamn rocket.
I told him that ain't it over there.
Well, he knows what it is though, Trey. So what I'm telling you, he know what it is because he agreed to it. I explained it to him. He agreed to it. That's already locked in.
We just stopped that, BT.
BT.
Huh?
But yeah, I'm going to tell you something. If I agree to $5 and then I'm going to give you $6, you're going to accept that $6. They're trying to get what they're getting and trying to get a little extra on top of that.
What extra?
The motherfucking
clear.
What's being said, BT? Is they getting the one in the clear or the one in daylight?
That's exactly what you agreed to, Trey Man.
But that BET, that ain't the 1-1.
Yes, it is. That's it is. That's what the 1-1 is.
That is the clear thing.
BET.
The one in one is the
pack tied
in the clip, man.
Any
way you put it, man.
It can't be any way you go because some folks up north don't see it that way.
Well,
they got some guys down there fixing them.
If they don't see it that way, they need to get the fuck out. They need to get out of the area, man. The race, man.
BET, let me show you something, BET. BET, hold on. Let me talk right now. Let me show you something, BET. Every goddamn guy that came from the East Coast, when they saw the cars over here that we call backhand, said, bullshit, that ain't no backhand, that's a chassis car. Now guess what? We didn't know what the hell we were talking about, and then I get what they said. Well, that's right, they backhand, that's Texas backhand, so now they accept it. But then when they first were brought to them, explained to them, they didn't want to accept it. Dogs didn't find it, supposed to pay back then the punk out money. Because they never seen it, and blame it to me that way. So what I'm this topic is, man, people go to different places across the country. Terminology is used. Everybody needs to make sure that they understand what the terminology is.
Okay. Hold up, Tracy. Now, hold on. Let me say something right quick now. Now, what you said is absolutely right because y'all didn't explain what y'all backhands call was until we got there. Now, if BET explained what the 1-1 was before they locked up, then this is a different scenario now.
Wait a minute. Yeah. Exactly. Just said he did.
Without somebody lying there.
Tree Man. Hey. Tree Man on here. Tree Man.
Yeah. Yeah.
BET said he explained to you what it was and you agreed on it.
No. I agreed on the 1-1. Now, the guys were saying once I crossed the finish line, I got to have daylight. That's what they said.
Got that extra.
I mean, if they could get a little extra, goddamn, they going to try to ask for a little extra.
Tree Man,
I ain't going to make no big deal out of it because if I got to put a little twinkle daylight, it ain't going to be no problem. I'm not even tripping about that, man.
I understand, but didn't you ask me what it was? What was the rate? What was the 1-1? Did you ask me that?
I asked you about the 1-1. I already know what the 1-1 is. I gave the 1-1 in Florida. But what I'm saying is, so basically, they want the 1 in the clear or the 1 in daylight.
That's what the clear is.
You see the same thing.
BT, ask Tree Man what his 1-1 is. He say you know what it is. Ask him.
Yeah.
What the 1-1 is then, Tree Man? What the 1-1 is, Tree Man?
The 1-1 is give him a call and beat him by a call. The 1-1, if I set they back tie on that line, I gotta have my back tie at they front tie. That's 1-1. Mm-hmm.
That ain't the race you agreed to, is?
Well. You got a point there.
I agree to the 1-1.
Oh. When I told you, hold on, if you go back to that video,
you can't find no one in that video where I say I'm gonna give him a car and clear my car. I didn't say no. I'm gonna give him a 1 and a clear. I said I was giving him a 1-1.
Hmm. Well, Tree Man, I explained to you what the 1-1 was over here. Now, I explained to you what this race is because you asked me. You personally asked me that. And I told you that we'll have cameraman to film the space between the cars. We went through it and told you that. You said, okay, well, can you have a camera on the back of my car? I said, yeah, I could do that, but it's going to be 3-4 cameramen down there to see if it's going to be space between y'all. You agreed to it. Y'all locked up. That's the race.
Well, let me ask you something. If you stay in space, we talking about a toenail of space between the cars, any kind of space, right?
Any kind.
When you go to any space. Look here. We ain't going to make no big deal. I'm going to get to some space. There ain't going to be no problem.
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead and get some space.
if you ain't got nothing but a goddamn toenail that we can determine is toenail is space, then you win. It's space. Space is space.
Hey, we ain't talking about no wind bars or no parachute.
Yeah.
We talking about space between the cars, man. If I see daylight, when you go through the trap, man, you win, man.
Hey, now what we didn't talk about was the red light. I'm not doing no double red light shit. We red light, you lose.
Red light lose, man. That, y'all agreed to that. Y'all already made the skips on the race. I don't even know why we're going through this now. Oh, you agreed to it, and he agreed to the race. The race is lost.
Okay, y'all hold on. Tree Man, everybody done got calm now. Tree Man said, okay, he understand it now. All he got to do is put a goddamn toenail in this. And that's right. That is space if you can. A toenail. That is space. If the man red light, he done already lost. Tree Man ain't got to even take a... Tree Man ain't got to go down the track if he don't want to.
Exactly.
That's right.
No. Like I said, you guys in Texas talking about you gotta be a car, your back tie gotta be on a car. That's 1-1, man. Y'all need to get out for it, man.
Hold on, BT. You're from Mississippi, right, BT?
All right.
Doobie
ain't never raced in no Mississippi.
Hey, hold on. BT, see, when you talk like we said, BT, we can't talk aggravated. We got to talk calm. What you said right now, what you're going to say right now, Trump McDonald is right. But Doobie don't do this kind of race. See, you got a lot of guys that race that don't get into this grudge racing like we really get into it. They just be there. Doobie just said that's what he thought, because Doobie don't get into this real good racing.
Wait a minute, watch it, dog. You also said if some folks up north see it, they do it like that too, right?
See, Tracy, what you're doing, hold on a minute. See, what you're doing is, Tracy, you're saying it like that to make sure that's absolute. What I said is some of the guys up north do this. They the same way with you. They believe the same shit just like you do, Tracy, which I done seen it both ways. That's why I can go both ways, because I done seen it both ways. But now, let me finish my statement. The only thing that makes him good is, I asked you, and you said BET said he explained it to him. Now, see, if BET explained it to him, it don't make no difference where you at if BET explained it to him.
Now the race was locked up regardless of what the conversation was tonight. It wasn't going to change the outcome of the race.
It was
a topic that another guy brought up.
Well, see, that was a damn topic. That's a damn good topic.
It's just because we travel different places, man, and guys need to know, depending on where you go, man, the terminology, you better make sure you understand it.
That's
about
exactly right.
Who's calling?
Tracy, where did it go?
Go ahead.
I can't hear.
Who is that?
That's Tree Man.
You know,
I can't hear.
Yeah, I hear you. Go ahead.
I'm saying this here, man. I mean, I've been getting calls all week. The dude putting the 5 foot on that car. I wouldn't give a fuck what he's putting that goddamn. Come on, stay putting donate. I'm going to put the disc on that car, man. I ain't worried about this shit they talking about.
Whatever he said, Tree Man. Once Tree Man said don't worry about it, then we can stop arguing about this him, so we won't keep talking about it. Tree Man said he don't give a damn.
The race is on. It's from people.
Yeah, man, bitches.
From, you know, other races. Guys don't hear what I'm talking about. Man, well, listen, if I run a guy, man, Tracy, if he say he going to get me, it can't be no little space. He got to be way out there in front of me. I said, no, man. No.
Some people think that too when he said get him. He think he had to put a football field on him, but no, he ain't got to put that with that dog's toenail.
That's the gap in the space.
Right.
In the clear.
That's the gap.
That's all three of them.
The gap, the clear, and the 1-1, all that shit the same thing. They just said a different
word. All that shit the same thing.
Yeah.
And that's what I tell people. The words are different, but the meaning is the same.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Some people say the gap, the clear space, and all that.
That's
daylight,
all I'm saying, dog.
Daylight is all at the same time.
All the same. Yeah, all the same.
Yeah.
So, Shane, we got another hand up. I think we got Boom want to say something. Go on over to Boom mic and see what he got.
Boom, you're open. Boom, your mic is open.
Thank you, Ms. Sharon, and Atomic Dog in the racing world. What's going on?
I'm at it.
Man, just sitting here enjoying the show, man. This is a hell of a topic, and I agree with everybody that's speaking, and everybody is right about what they're saying. The main priority is before you lock your money up. This is my personal opinion, and the reason why I put them on, but is because my personal experience, and I love listening to shows like this because I can learn to ask those magic questions, especially when I know that I'm going out of town, whether I'm coming from Louisiana to Texas, whether I'm going from Louisiana to Georgia, you understand me? Because I plan on being there on that race on the 20th, you understand me? And I that's the race I really want to see, and I'm looking very forward to that race. And like I said, it's just you have to, like you said, you have to find out, like Dog said. Dog came straight on the show, asked where y'all was racing at. And it does matter. And Atomic Dog, you're right for what you're saying is because your listeners and your viewers have different terminology of what's going on. And I honestly can say a car link is a car link, and a car link to me is the wheelbase of your car. Because, I mean, I got a 1975 Coupe de Ville Cadillac. You see what I'm saying? So, I mean, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? So, you know, you have to really ask a whole lot of questions, and especially with these locked up and these men, and be precise and make sure that you have a clear understanding. Now, me as a person, 1-1 is one calling and beat them by one calling. Okay, that's mine. But if you, I mean, saying the clear and saying the gap, and it's, like I said, and I agree exactly what I said, it's all the same thing, but sometimes it's less deceptional when you just say one in the clear. Especially when y'all gamble for the kind of, and I know with Tree Man, great, you don't gamble for $500 or $1,000 like I do. You know what I'm saying? And when you're gambling for that kind of money, man, it's not good practice to try to slide the side words in where you can just get straight to the chase, because like Tree Man came over and said, he made the statement, he don't give a damn. He's going to blow the dude asshole out anyway.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying,
yeah,
man?
Let me cut you off for a minute. I'm going to say this here. Mm-hmm. And it's good because, see, Tracy is the main one. Tracy is the main one that linked everybody with it. When we met Tracy out there in Mississippi, Tracy was the main one we went to, and everybody listened to Tracy. So that's good that Tracy got that squared away. And Tree Man is a damn good dude. That's one thing about it. Yeah. When Tree Man when they raced down there in Orlando, Tree Man came up there and gave me his god doggone money, all $100 bills. He didn't sign up for nothing. He lost. He didn't come back and cry nothing about it. He just said he lost and they had nothing to say about it. So Tracy, like I said, Tracy doing the right thing, because Tracy understood exactly what was going on, because he knew what our 1-1 was. Tracy knew that,
right?
Because you know that's what we dealt with at first in the beginning. We was tricking everybody from Texas with our shit until Tracy came in there and stopped all that shit, because mm-hmm. Tracy understood exactly what we was talking about.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I've learned a whole lot. You know, I've learned a whole lot just by listening and watching you guys and learning the terminology. And like Tracy said, knowledge is power, man. And if you don't have the knowledge, man, you know, you can lose a lot of money messing around with not knowing. Knowing is half the battle.
And boom, you smart too, because like I said, when I came on, I asked Tracy when he said it was a different thing in different country, I said, where they racing at? You see, that makes a hell of a lot of difference where they racing at.
It does.
The only reason it wouldn't have made a difference was, I just heard from that somebody from Texas was the DP man, and they was racing in Van Austin, then that would have been a big problem. But see, if BET boxing up, I know BET think the same way we think. So Tracy doing a hell of a job like that, man, and he ought to have another show with all of us on there from damn different region. It just, you know, because see, I'm still on my show now, but it's Tracy ought to have another show with all the damn different regions on there so we can all understand this stuff, so when we go somewhere, man, it don't be a big problem, because we are doing a lot of traveling there.
Right. That's just like
this, dog. I know, and we done had this problem. If we go to a race and we go race on a Saturday at 9:00, and we racing here in Texas, if that car from the East Coast is not in Texas and it starts raining at 7:00 and the race is called, I guarantee you the man in Texas is going to say, man, you never showed up. You go, especially you and the man going to say, yeah, but I had to 9:00 to get here. And people saying, man, he ain't coming. And you know the man ain't coming because the man, people don't talk to him, and he ain't going to come. But then the guy from the East Coast going to say, yeah, but it rained. I'm saved. I'm taking.
Well,
I'm saved
well,
by the
well,
state
okay.
of the county. And
okay,
I guarantee the man in Texas going to say, that's bullshit.
Up,
you ain't on the property.
But see, Tracy, you using your knowledge of a proud thing. But now I'm gonna say that they call me the Godfather. So long as they say I'm the Godfather, I'm gonna say it like I said. Even if I'm in Texas, don't care where I'm at. I don't care if the guy ain't there or not. You still do not supposed to pay until that. If it's at 9:00, you don't supposed to pay the 9:01. I don't give a damn if he coming or he ain't there, or whatever. He ain't on the property.
Hey,
you don't supposed to pay as the DP man the 9:01.
If you at the track, all right. Now you know people raining and they stop and the rain and stop. If you're at the track, dog, and it rains at 8:00, your race is locked up at 9:00. All right? Now, at 9:00, it's still raining. At 10:00, they start back running. That race didn't happen at 9:00. What do you do, dog?
If the race was supposed to happen at 9:00, now this is, and Tracy, that's a good one, but it's tricky, but if you ask me as a DP man, at 9:00, if they couldn't race at 9:00, unless you put a strip in there and say, if it's raining, we got to wait till the track lit up, if they couldn't race at 9:00, the man don't lose no money because they couldn't race at 9:00.
Okay, now watch this, dog. Now they start racing at 10, but watch this.
I agree, sir. Don't get me wrong.
Now watch this,
dog.
No, the man, the man one ain't coming. But
oh,
not
oh, oh, Tracy, hold up, Tracy. I got to put something in there. I got to put something else in there, Tracy. I got to put something in there. That motherfucker still had to be there at the track at 9 o'clock, though.
But if he ain't there at 9 o'clock, what?
If he ain't there at 9 o'clock, I don't give a damn if it's snowing. If he ain't there at 9 o'clock, he still would have lost, though. He still had to be there. But now they call it race off. If they call it race off before 9 o'clock, that's what I was thinking. That's what I was doing. I forgot about that.
If they call the race off before 9 o'clock, and you know the man was coming, you saying he's saved by the Mother Nature. That's what you're saying, right?
Yeah. I'm saying saved by Mother Nature.
Now watch this, y'all. I know you the Godfather, all right? But you the Godfather in your region.
Wait a minute. Hold on, dog.
If you ain't the DP man, and that man supposed to be here, and that man never showed up, he wasn't even coming, Mother Nature ain't going to save him if he supposed to be here.
Hey, Tracy, I don't know what, as a real DP man, if they call that race off before 9 o'clock, if they close that race off before 9 o'clock, if that man ain't there, he don't lose nothing. If they call it right before 9. Now, if they don't call the race off at 9 o'clock and he ain't there in the station area at 9 o'clock,
now watch this. I'm bringing it up because it is real as it can be. If you ain't bring your car here, man, I guarantee you, everybody down here, if you don't show up with your car, you ain't trying to race, man.
I agree with that, Tracy.
The man down here gonna feel like, man, you owe me. Yeah, it's raining on up, you ain't trying to, but your car ain't even I can understand that too,
but you asked me a circumstantial question though.
I know you saying dog the Godfather, if I'm the DP, it's the way I'ma call it. So another man who be the DP, if he called it different, that don't mean he wrong.
I didn't say that. We only going by circumstances. What I'm trying to say, Tracy, it all depends on who the DP man on how he make the call. But if I was the DP man making the call, I'd be down there at 9 o'clock. At 9 o'clock, if I'm standing there in the rain, side, one man got his car in the stage and standing there at 9 o'clock, I'm going to be standing there with him if I'm the DP man. At 9:01, if the other guy is not there, I'm going to pay that man his DP money. Now, if they call the race off before 9 o'clock, then it's a done deal. Nobody don't get nothing.
Yeah, go ahead.
Man,
it's been a good goddamn topic. It's the longest thing. I mean, it's just all about getting it understood. And you know, with BT saying what everybody is saying, you know, everybody got their point. We really got the same man, you know, and it is what it is. But I know for that, I'll just letting y'all know. It wasn't about, I can tell y'all what, we were just trying to get that understood for a spectator fan, BT. But at the same time, I know goddamn well Tree Man was gonna bag down. I know if the guard, what the fuck it was, he still was gonna do that race. So I'm gonna put this out here, BET. We ain't scared. We know how to goddamn race. We damn sure ain't no motherfucker scared of racing, man. So it is what it is. I know for sure he wasn't gonna bag down. So it wasn't nothing about that, BET, that he's gonna be trying to bag out of the race shit, because he gonna goddamn race. I know he is.
I understand it, man. We need to get together, man, where guys can have understanding. Go ahead.
I didn't have no intention on him backing down. I was just wondering why he even came to his race, because I know I explained it to him. I didn't have no confusion. He didn't left with no confusion, so I don't know where the confusion came from.
Hey, Shaker,
your mic is open.
Hey, how y'all doing, Miss Sharon? Tracy, say, man, awesome show, man. Say, Willie Dog. Willie Dog, where you at, Bubba? Willie Dog.
He probably clicked back over.
Okay.
Okay, until Dog comes back. Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
Go ahead. No. I'm waiting for Willie Dog. Go ahead.
Okay. Danny Boy.
Go ahead.
Danny Boy, your mic's open.
Yeah, we got the U.S. down here, man.
Arkansas, your mic is open.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead, Danny Boy.
Oh. Okay, I got a question for you. You say if the guy ain't on the premises, right?
Uh-huh.
So what happens?
I can't hear you breaking up. I can't understand what he's saying.
Did anybody understand it?
No, I said it was big time.
Say it again. Say it, Arkansas. Say it again.
He breaking
he's
up. They got bad signal.
He's talking his phone. His phone breaking up. That's what is going on.
I don't know. I don't know.
They go get in a better area.
Yeah.
Get in a better area.
He doing a tree man.
Yeah, I can't understand it.
Look. Put that out there. See what you think of it.
Hey, Sherry, you got
another hand? Ain't nobody heard nothing you said. Ain't nobody heard nothing you said.
Not,
somebody you going to put something out there. Put something out there. Put something out there and see what you think. Ain't nobody heard nothing you said, man.
Who was that?
I'm
go
telling
ahead.
Daddy boy. I'm telling Daddy boy. Ain't nobody heard nothing you said.
Is he back
home? Yeah, I'm home, but you might. I'm just a bad area. I don't know if you're going to marry this or not. Oh.
Say it again. I
hear you now. Quick.
Oh, what happened to him? Shit, me.
Danny boy.
Big ass phone. Big ass.
Hello?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm here.
Hello?
Okay, go ahead and say what you were saying.
Hey, down, man.
Yeah.
I was saying, so
he ended up saying
the radio
stopped talking at 8:30. Okay, hold on, Danny boy. Whoever else is talking, let
They're
him talk so we can hear him.
Yeah. Go on, Danny boy.
Try it now.
Should I think?
Hey, I'm going to hang up and call by this same phone.
I hear you now. I hear you. Now I hear somebody else
okay.
talking. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Race locked in for 9 o'clock. One race is on the premises. The other race is not there. Okay. It's pouring down rain in 8:15, 8:30. They call the race off.
What?
So... One of the guys is not there. Partners text him and say, "Hey man, it's pouring down." He turned around and head for back home. Do he lose the bunk out money or not?
To the DP man, he making that call.
Okay, I mean, no, I'm saying if you the DP man, what happened?
If I'm the DP man.
Mm-hmm.
At the time it started raining, y'all hadn't called a race, had y'all?
Yeah. Called a race. Say it started raining at 8:15, they all called a race at 8:30.
That guy wasn't there?
One of the racers is not there, not on the property.
One of the racers is not on the property.
He lose.
Yeah.
That's that happened in San Antonio.
Hey, this is me. Man, if you close the race, you supposed to be there. If I paid money to get there, you paid money supposed to be there. If you ain't there, you ain't trying to race.
That's right.
What kind of race supposed to be? What time in Arkansas? What time the race supposed to be in Arkansas? What time the race supposed to be?
They supposed to be at 9 o'clock. The race stopped.
If the race supposed to be at 9 o'clock, if the race supposed to be at 9 o'clock, if the race supposed to be at 9 o'clock and they shut it down and said the race is canceled at 8:30, then don't nobody supposed to lose no damn money.
Yeah, because what if you text what if one of his partners text him and say, "Hey man, they just called a race for
now." But now this is what's going
what
on.
I'm saying
with,
is this? Because of travel, man.
This is what's going on though. Tracy got a point. What he's trying to make is the point is doggone it. This man, he knew for a fact that the man wasn't even planning on got doggone cunning. And what the man did was said, okay, I'm going to pay you the park out money. Or he said, I'm going to pay you the park out money. Or he paid the park out money. Then they canceled the race. Then the man going to come back and say, hey, man, they canceled the race. I don't owe you nothing. Well, that's a lie because he already done paid before. He done already paid before time. He should have still supposed to kept that money.
I think
the DP man was showing favoritism. That's what I think. There can't be no favoritism. What a DC man.
Well, that's one thing about me. I ain't got no favoritism. That's why I say it. I don't care. You might know it, but it's like Arkansas said, a man could have been maybe 15 minutes away from the track and just got caught in traffic or something. His man called him and said, hey, man, it's raining. It doesn't count to turn around. We don't know that. We don't know that. So my point I'm trying to make is that the race was at 9 o'clock. If the race was at 9 o'clock and y'all closed the track down, say they couldn't race at 8:30, don't nobody lose no money then.
I'll let somebody at a time.
You got to understand, man.
different DP men gonna do certain things a little different, but he better make sure he make it clear to the people he locking up.
The reason they said that, to be honest with y'all, coming out to damn Texas is a long damn way. So I understand what
they're
saying.
Man.
Normally, if anybody got to come to Texas, they want to make sure that they come in. And they come in, the other motherfucker better come too. Otherwise, I want my damn park out money.
Damn right.
But like you said,
man, it's just something because we're traveling and we're going distance, man. People, the DP man, think different ways. Dog, man, you need to get together and tie a show in and try to put something, because people, you listen to it, man, we think different. On different issues, we got to come to some kind of agreement. Okay, if we come to Texas, like right now, dog, most of the cars out that way, small time, run no Willie Boy. Donnie, prime time, 901 bad boy, they know when they come to Texas, I got to run them guys with them Willie Boy. You see what I'm saying?
Hey, dog.
They accept the fact that these guys out here got Willie Boys, and they try to run them. I mean, they feel like, well, I can beat them any guy that way. Fuck it, I got to get this money. But they accept it.
Hey, Tracy.
Yeah.
Now I got a question. I got a question for Dog. Hey, Dog.
Yeah, go ahead. I hear you. Go ahead.
Okay, the man not on the premises. They called a race at 8:45. He on the premises. Can he make it to the premises, unload, and be in the staging lane at 9:00?
No.
It don't make no difference whether he wasn't on the premises. It don't make no difference whether he was in the state or not. If you locked out for 9:00 as a DP man, and I'm telling y'all about me, as a DP man, you can't get no money until 9:01. You gotta wait to 9:01. You can't get no money from me to 9:01. If they close the track before 9:00, you don't nobody lose no money.
I understand what Dog's saying about the time, because he going technically the 9:00 didn't hit. You know, so he saved by Mother Nature. I mean, you know, I don't agree with that, because hell, you know, some of them guys, goddamn it, say they come in them supplements and sitting at home watching TV. You know.
Tracy, I know what you're saying. See, Tracy, what you're doing is, you're doing honest racing. These jokers, they're trying to find any goddamn. Some guys are dog going to be scared to death to run you, and then they'll look at the weather report, and the weather report says 80% chance of rain. They get to be fans and want to lock out everything because they think the rain is unstable. So they'll lock out because it says 80% chance of rain.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. It's about knowledge, Dot. It's about trying to wake guys up out of him, and they don't understand a lot of this shit. And when you go to a different place, you better make sure you got a pretty solid DP man. That DP man better make sure he's spelling out the both parties. You ever call you do it like that over there, don't mean you come over here with this DP man. He going to do it the way your DP man do it over there. It don't mean that. It's what y'all agree to when y'all locking that money up. Make sure it's spelled out. DP people all over the country can say certain stuff different ways, but as long as y'all got understanding, it's about understanding, man. We traveling great distances, man, and, you know, people just need to learn this shit, man. I mean, right now, dog, and you on here, and I don't have a problem saying it. Right now, you got guys taking chassis cars, putting 29s on them, telling them they got back halves, you know what I mean? So you got all kinds of shit going on right now, man. So, you know, if you want to run that person, you blink. Whit calling me. I got to get Whit. Whit must want to get in. Hold on.
Let me say this, Tommy Dog. I'm going to say this right here. A DP man can't tell a racer how to race. Only thing he can do is enforce the lockup.
That's exactly right. He can't tell that man how to skip his race. Right.
He's showing favoritism then. DP man ain't got no business telling another man how to skip his race. All he got to do is get the skip and enforce the race. That's all he got to do is shut the hell up.
Sometimes the DP man is trying to make sure the race get locked in, so he might try to, you know.
No, he wrong.
He don't have to say nothing. But when he says something, a lot of times, he's trying to make sure the race get locked in.
Tracy, he shouldn't. That's what I'm saying.
Now, what BZ saying is right, but what Tracy's saying is basically like this here. Now, just like when they lock in, if I lock in somebody from Texas with somebody over here, now, with me knowing that they got different rules, me as a DP man, as an honorable DP man, should say, hey, man, the 1-1 over here is this. The 1-1 over here is this here. Which way y'all going? That's all I'm supposed to say,
yeah.
And then I let these two guys which way they want to go.
Let them figure it out. You're just trying to help them understand, you know, because, man, you got to remember, man, we want this shit to go down and be fair as it possibly can according to the agreement.
Tracy, I'm glad you said that because I didn't know y'all had a different rule about that. I know about what you're saying, but I'm glad I listened to that. I didn't know y'all didn't know. I thought y'all did it the same way we did. I swear for God, I thought y'all did it the same way we did.
Well, you heard what the man said, didn't you? You know, so.
I mean, it's just a teachable moment.
I
understand BET point to a point, but I understand this too. If I was going to hold somebody money as a DP man, I'm going to make sure I got an understanding or the steps of the race because I'm not going to be in the middle of no pistol play or no shooting.
Yeah.
No. I mean, if I'm going to hold the money, I'm going to have understanding. You know.
Yeah.
What Arkansas just said made sense, but I'm going to be honest with you now. If you got two guys, they both supposed to give you the rules. Once both of them give you the rules and they both agree to them, really, that's all you're supposed to do is enforce the rules that they gave you. Now, if they come back and they got a misunderstanding and both of them don't understand it, that ain't got a damn thing to do with you. All you do is supposed to enforce what they told you about their lockup. Now, if you're a smarter DP man and ask more questions, that's up to you. But you don't really have to do that because that ain't your damn business if one know what he's doing and one don't.
But what if you know for a fact this race is locked up with a lot of bullshit and you're gonna be holding that money, you know.
If you know it's gonna be some bullshit, the best thing you can do is tell them you ain't gonna be the lockup man.
Exactly.
Yeah, I ain't gonna be the lockup man for no bullshit. Somebody trying to overly trick a motherfucker. Unless I'm in with the damn trick, I shouldn't be the DP man because the DP man should be as neutral as possible. He should be as neutral as possible. And if you know it's a bunch of bullshit, you shouldn't even get in between that shit.
Right. Because I feel like an ounce of prevention is better than a pound of cure. I mean, trying to straighten that shit out after the fact, it can get real ugly when you can stop it right there. Maybe, like you say, just bag out. And, you know, maybe the next time they lock it up with somebody else, they get a better understanding. Because I wouldn't want to be in the middle of it. I wouldn't want to be holding $20,000 not knowing who to give it to. I mean, me personally now. That's just
will it be honest with you, normally, I'm going to be honest with you now. Normally, two people, if they decide on a DP man, normally, both of them normally respect that DP man to a certain extent. Otherwise, they wouldn't want him to be the DP man. So if you respect me at all, don't try to pick me because I ain't going for that bullshit. Don't try to put me in no trick, babe.
Hey, Willie Dawg, let me ask you a question real quick. No, I don't mean to intervene, guy. But look, you just said if guys are trying to over-trick somebody, you know, the DP man shouldn't get in it. But I thought that was the objective of the game. If you can outwit your opponent, then why not outwit them to get the advantage when you're racing them?
Hey, you can, but that's what I just said. Once they both agree to the steps, it's like I said, if you got a raw rookie, I'm going to put it this way. If you just got a guy that just want to race and he's new to the game, he just want to race, he ain't trying to be slick and nothing, and you're trying to really just stick it to him, well, then that's wrong now. But if you got a joker that's a veteran and he's a veteran and you outstip the other man and you give him your steps, that's all I'm supposed to do is enforce what y'all give me. And if I think you're trying to you're trying to stick it to a man and I think it ain't right, then I either need to tell the man that and tell him I ain't going to be in it or I don't get in it at all.
Hey, dog.
Yeah.
But it's a difference between stiff and bullshit. That's
exactly
what the line be drawn. A stiff is a stiff. Okay, if you didn't stiff no Willie Ball and the man come out with Willie Ball, you play that man. You didn't stiff that. But I'm talking about some strictly bullshit. I don't want to hold the money. If you get out stiff on Willie Balls or this or that, that's one thing. But if it's some straight bullshit, the guy didn't understand the bet in those situations or something like that, I probably wouldn't hold the money. That's just me. It's such thing as stiff, and then it's such thing as straight bullshit. Straight bullshit, I don't want to be a part of.
Yeah, but in this drug game, it go hand in hand, man. It's gonna be some sipping and some bullshit. You better just be able to recognize it when it come at you. Yeah, I done heard some guys say some stuff, and I know exactly what they saying,
And the other, and I was the DP, man. I'm just standing on the side listening. And I know it's some bullshit. And I just kind of stand back and look. And I know damn well the other guy didn't catch it. You know, so, I mean, you, it just, this game, hey, this ain't nursery school. This game is about hustle, man. And believe it or not, when guys say Brewers Racing is a lot of stiffing and a lot of trickery, I mean, it is what it is, man. You know, guys, for the most part, trying to be straight up, but you do have some guys be trying to put a twist in it. They be trying to put a twist in it. So, you know.
Mom bullshit, pop still.
That's why a DP man, a good DP man, a golden stiff with each party and explain to them what they're agreeing to. If they agree to it, then that's it. You don't dwell into it. You don't try to come up with something else and tell them, do you want to add this and that. You know, you give them what they gave you. If they both agree to it, then you out of the way. Ain't nothing else you can do.
If you get overly
involved and say, oh man, I think you need to do this, or I think he said this, you mess yourself up. You create the bullshit. You know?
I agree, that's right, man. You know, you gotta have somebody that's honorable, somebody gonna try to keep it down the middle. I mean, you gotta keep it down the middle based on what each party agreed on. Hey, but man, before we go, man, I got
Penny.
Some people want to lock up.
Penny.
I got some people want
to
lock up. Penny want to say
hold
something?
On.
Okay, right. Sharon.
Yeah, Penny.
Two people. I know, but hold on. We're going to let Penny talk. But Sharon, get them two people on that want to lock up. Before we go, get them two people on. Penny, go ahead, Penny.
Hey, can y'all hear me?
What up, Birdman?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
Okay, I just see the whole clear thing being a bunch of that's just a fight waiting to happen, man. That's all I got to say to that.
Hey,
I wanted to make an announcement. I just want to make sure that everybody knew we're renting a track on Thursday, HMP, 6 to 11, $200 per car. We only got 5 cars right now. We need at least 3 more. So if anybody's interested, take down my phone number. I'm gonna give it to you right quick, and y'all can call me if you want in, or call Dean if you know Dean's phone number, 832-597-7733. That's it. That's all I wanted to say, Tracy.
Hey, but Penny, let me say something to you, Penny. Penny, let me just say something to you, because it's just another replica Brudge Racer in the game. You just said that Cliff is some bullshit. Didn't you just say that?
Yeah, it is. It's. I mean, how are you going to judge that? I mean, NHRA's got high-speed cameras, and you can barely see that shit on an NHRA camera. How are you going to see it at a grudge race with what, a $500 camera?
He's telling the truth, though. That is one of the biggest argument starters in the world, though. But, like I said, knowledgeable people, I'm going to say knowledgeable, people like BEP and any cut, then and myself, we done got it down to a science where we can't see it. But I don't like it because, like you said, if it's anywhere close, your man going to say, hey, he didn't clear. My man going to say, oh, yeah, he did clear. And you're right about that. That's the biggest argument in racing right now in my eyes also.
Yeah, and I know we got to do something to get more action. You know, if we got a few steps like back tire move, one in the clear. That's just more racing that can happen. You know, I know there needs to be something done, but shit, maybe mount, like you said, mount cameras on them or whatever.
All right. Well, I got one. I'm gonna try to make happen right now. I lock the Birdman car. You give me the move in the clear.
You
would. How about that?
I give
the
clear.
How's
that?
Huh?
Yeah.
You
the clear.
Now, you just said that was a damn argument and a fight ready to start.
Yeah, but this kind of clear ain't going to be no argument, I promise you.
A couple men going to be able to walk across the track, huh?
If it is, I give you the money, Tracy.
Well, you ain't bad. Hey, you're a bad man, man. So, you know, you're a bad man. Only people don't respect you is them people out there on the East Coast.
I know.
They will fix
all that, though.
Yeah.
Hey, Birdman, just hate a second. I'll be there on Thursday, man. I'm going to come in with y'all, man.
Okay.
Hey,
yeah.
Hey, look here, bud.
Hey.
Hey, anybody want to lock me in? I want to go have a grudge race on that test session. This Bush now. Anybody want to lock me in? I'll try anybody over there this Thursday. Come on over here, grudge race on the test session. How about that?
All right. All right, well, I'll race you.
Anybody want a grudge race for me Thursday?
Yeah.
Yeah, back to the moving the clear.
Oh, God, no. I ain't fucking with you. That's too much, man.
I love you, dog.
I'm having fun. I love you, dog. Hey, take this out of the I'll give you the back tie, and I mean, I'm going to give you one and one. That means all
no,
I do is.
Fuck that. Fuck that. I'm done with that. That's too much shit.
You brought these toe ties on us, man.
Hell yeah,
dog.
All right, we good, Bushnell. We good.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
I said the same thing.
All right, man. Well, I was trying to get two guys. One had a call that wasn't locked on. If you're on the phone, push the one button. I'm talking about Lawrence. I'm talking about Lawrence, and I'm talking about Billy Ray. If y'all on here, push the one button, man. We're going to give you a chance to get it on. I got a call that you want. Y'all want to lock in, so.
You talking about Billy Ray? You talking about Billy Ray from Sleeping Ray, Tracy?
Yeah, Billy Ray, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Tell Billy Ray to come on here, man. He owed me anyway, man. I need to get something. I'm going that way, man. Shit. Give me
Billy Ray, if you only here, push the one button, a text me or something, man. If somebody on that kind of line, get him on here. I've been trying to get him. Him or Lawrence, they want to lock in. So.
Hell yeah. Shit. I got to have some of that.
I don't see him, and if not, you know.
He probably won't, man. He probably won't.
We're trying to get on here.
Huh?
I work with up over there. Yeah, we're trying to get on over here.
Yeah, man, so, you know, it's hard to get in. So, well, if they're not on and nobody got them on their phone and nobody got a call out, something they want to do for the next race coming up, right now, man, we'll do last call and we'll get out of here. Have you got any hands up, Sharon, before we do that? Any more hands up?
No new hands up.
We on that hour, man. We're going to do last call, Sharon. Hey, Dog, BT, man, we appreciate it. Hope we brought some clarity, some understanding. Me and Dog and somebody to get together, man, and try to tie a show in. Of course, your people outside the country, man, they listening. They probably think different. It's just all it is, man, about knowledge, man, about trying to find some kind of way to agree and understand some of this terminology with this grudge racing game, man, because we are traveling and people going long distance, and, hey, people want to make sure, you know, it is what it is. So, hey, Sherry, let's do last call. That final call.
Benny, final comment.
I just listened. Like I said, I feel the same way. It's just going to be a lot of argument. Make put cameras on the car and get a neutral person like a track official to make the call on it. You know. Your cameraman, there's sometimes fans, so you need somebody really neutral to make that call for the clear. That's all I got. Y'all have a good one.
Yeah.
Arkansas, final comment.
Yeah, good show, Tracy. And I want to say thanks to everybody who came to Arkansas this weekend and tried to support us over here, man. We really appreciate it. Unfortunately, the weather didn't hold out. Feel like we had a hell of a show brewing, and we did all we could do. I mean, I just want to say thanks once again to everybody that came out.
Danny boy, you'll get it on over again. It's all good.
The what?
I said you'll get it on there over there again. It's all good, man. You know, it's just one of them things, you know, on that weather, man, you know?
Yeah, man. You know.
Yeah. Bully dogs. All right,
Danny boy.
We do everything but stop the rain.
BET, final comment. Okay, Bush now,
BET
final comment.
BET might have fell off.
Oh, hey, Bully Dog, you got a final comment?
Bully Dog or Bush now?
Willie Dog, do you have a final comment?
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Michelle. I'm sorry. I'm glad to be on here. And thank you. Good to hear from you. Tracy, an outstanding damn topic. Outstanding topic, man. We need to educate a whole bunch of more guys because they could start a real big problem if they didn't understand it, though. So it's a damn real good topic. Appreciate you having me on, man. And And Tracy, just keep doing what you're doing, man. You are definitely a doggone plus in this doggone grudge game. A lot of people don't realize how much of a plus you are. You're one of the main person that links this in a doggone race between the Texas guys and the guys from the rest of the world. I'm going to put it like that, the rest of the world. You're one of the main people that did it, Tracy. They just don't understand that. Maybe they don't know what bigger part you is. But thank you for having me on. And, hey, man, I appreciate everything. Y'all be good.
I appreciate it, though. Thanks.
Okay, Bushnell, final comment.
Well, the comment, that was a good show, man, and, you know, like you said, man, it all boils down to real simple, man. Just long as somebody just get this understood, man, you know, these races can go down, you know, and like I said, I know Tree Man was going to bag down on nothing, so, you know, his race was understood. You know, you were trying to get that fan or whoever that guy was, this Jackson guy was, you know, trying to get some understanding, man. Like you say, man, yeah, you good for the game, man, and also these drag races, they are good for the game, too, man, to bring the game, man, so, you know, racers, fans, spectators, see y'all at them tracks.
Jackson, final comment.
Hey, great show, y'all. Thanks for all the input, and I see y'all at the track and the lane. Be blessed.
Boom, final comment. Boom on wheel. Hater Shaker, final comment.
Great show, fellas. I appreciate that. Hey, man. Hey, Jackson, man. Congrats, man, on the new marriage, man. I wish you prosperity and blessings with you and your new wife, my brother. Y'all take care.
Ms. Sharon.
Yes, sir.
Ms. Sharon.
Yes, I
have my phone on mute. I'm sorry. All I want to say is for the ones that are doing the traveling this weekend, y'all travel safe, man, and keep supporting the races that's promoting the races out here. also, on our topic tonight, the main thing is you got, I could tell you I had a real bad I had a bad experience on my first DP position, first time I ever did a DP thing, and you have to watch who you DP for and be particular who you DP for. And just ask the simple questions, man, about what you're doing. And understand it's the best thing in the world. And like they said, it's easy to lock somebody in. But when you lock somebody in on a misunderstanding, you know, it can be a big controversy in the end. So, and I'm like Atomic. You know, I like to clarify things and I like to see things go smoothly, not only for the race. And I understand what Willie Dog and BET was saying about it's not their responsibility, not their job. But I personally feel that it is my responsibility as a BP man to make sure that each opponent bring their rules to me. And like Willie Dog said, if one of them lives on a different rule of another and I know that, I feel it's my responsibility to explain that because my radar goes off and say, hey, there's a problem here. So with that being said, watch who you lock your money in with, watch who you get your DP man, and, you know, and keep on racing, keep bringing action. That's it.
On your choice, sir.
All right. Hey, man, once again, man, want to send a condolence out to Whiteside, Mother Man, you know, keep God in his prayers. Hope everything be all right. Another thing, man, hey, we traveling these roads, we're going to these races, we're jumping in these cars. Guys, take care of your responsibility to take care of you. Get you some kind of fire equipment in the car. Take pins out your fire equipment if it's in the car. Hey, try to wear the proper fire suit. You never know, man. You cannot. We want to go to these races and come home just where you went. We want to be safe. We can't overemphasize the safety stuff enough. We take it for granted. Think about that, man. Take some practice time out, getting in and out of your car. You never know something's going to happen. Hey, but good show, man. We got to follow up on this topic, maybe with some of the guys and some other shows around to get some understanding. These shows about racing and bringing understanding and knowledge to the race game because this game is bigger than it ever been with growing racers traveling these roads near and far. Hey, with that said, man, we got some big, nice races coming up. Support the race you're going to go to. Everybody be safe. If anybody got a topic or something we need to talk about,
please feel free to give me a call, text me a topic or whatever. We like to put it out here for the Grudge World. Hey, man, we appreciate you tuning in to Grudge Inc. sponsored Atomic Dog Show. Until then, man, we'll see y'all next week. Be safe, everybody. Good night.
One thing, Tracy, hold on. Slim, your hand is up. Do you have a? You have something to say?
Yeah. Hello?
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was wondering, I caught the last end. What happened to Whiteside?
Whiteside's mother passed away Saturday, I just kind of, yeah.
Yeah, that's my homeboy. Okay, that's all I wanted to know. Thank you.
Okay. All right, good night, everybody.
Whenever I'm ready.